cold front is a strong one that's coming down by next weekend. Slim chance overnight tonight in the morning tomorrow. Still some breezy conditions. Slim chance of a shower early morning tomorrow. Starts off in the 60s. Followed by a better 40-50% chance for the afternoon Tuesday. More clouds too building in. The highs still go up to about 80 and breezy. Likely storms on Wednesday. Some could be strong to severe. Gusty too with the high of near 80. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying, you bring on the rain.
Stop
your sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling, keep on smiling. And the world will smile.
I love those horns. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. And it's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange with my good friend Anthony, his engineer. So, lots of things that I wanted to get straight that I had done research when these different things were happening, you know, and so I know a little bit more than other people on this or what other people are saying. But the matters in Charlottesville, you know, we kind of dusting up and more redefining things that happened this past year or what was brought up from the year before, 2020. But, okay, this organization called the Unite the Right, it was actually started by Jason Kiesler, and he was a far leftist, an extreme anti-Trumpster, who was a former CNN news editor, who resigned from his job at CNN to get Trump. That was their motto. He left CNN and founded the group Unite the Right, and that's how CNN was able to be first to report what was going on in Charlottesville. But it was a setup. You see, Jason Kiesler and the CIA operatives that were started up the violent protests in Arab Spring when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, U.S. State Department. They were imported to Charlottesville and were having meetings with the mayor of Charlottesville with the full approval of McAuliffe, Governor McAuliffe. And Kiesler was able to get his permit just given to him. He didn't follow the proper procedures. It was just a piece of paper given to him by the mayor in the early evening prior to the protest. Now, after all the craziness started, I have videos, which, you know, when we do our own website for the Beat Exchange, I'm going to be able to put those videos up and identify what it is with the mob, with weapons and stuff like that. Well, honest police officers let it known that the mayor of Charlottesville had set up to walk the KKK annual civil demonstrators through an ambush where Kiesler and the people from the Arab Spring would be waiting for him, an ambush. So the police officers decided that they weren't going to sit still while they ratcheted up what was going on in Charlottesville. So that's one thing. Now, of course, at that same time, that's when Professor Blasey Ford was in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where Biden happened to buy a beach house at that time, where they came up with the issues against Judge Kavanaugh, you know, another way to discredit President Trump and his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. So, you know, that was something that they were all involved in, and later Blasey Ford eventually admitted that it was just about abortion, and it kind of admits to a hoax. So here we have another hoax with Jesse Smollett, where they're claiming that he pulled a hoax on himself. No, he didn't. It was hate crimes against Trump supporters that created the environment where anyone wearing a MAGA hat or any type of merchandise was targeted, and brutal beatdowns, and even cold-blooded murders. So they're trying to play that one off, especially with State Attorney Kim Fox dismissing the first 16-count felony indictment against him because she got a phone call from the Obamas, wanted her to drop the charges. Well, that caused an issue with the chief of police in Chicago. He wanted her to resign, you know, because of the what they had to go through with accommodating him in his hate crime hoax. Now, you have to remember, prior to that, we had the MAGA bomber, you know. So these were all things that, you know, Democrats pull. And I'm a recovering Democrat. And, you know, I still vote Democrat, to tell you the truth. You know, I voted for that lunatic John Bel Edwards the first time around. And I surely wouldn't have voted for him again. Well, I didn't live in Orleans at the time. But the fact that once I started the Beat Exchange, 6 months into it, a directive was given to the Elder Protective Services Agency in Baton Rouge that nothing could be investigated that happened prior to 2018. So we're going to be dealing with that, sir, because been in office since 2016, and one of the pieces of legislature that the Stone Pigman Law Firm pushed through was that law firms were not responsible for what their lawyers did. I mean, come on. You don't have a snowball stand. You got a law firm. You're not responsible. That doesn't, when you know about criminal activities, when someone is using counterfeit documents, you know, to gain favor or to close down cases in state and federal court, you know, you got racketeering, period. But you see, one of the former attorneys from the Stone Pigman Law Firm, Scott Arsenault, he was the one that was laying down the counterfeit documents in federal court with the reputed Canadian drug traffic to turn record producing Kingsway Music Corporation to close that down without anything being heard in state or federal court. Just a game to try and get things heard. So In that process, you know, you have to follow the procedures that different agencies are supposed to handle. Well, Elderly Protective Services is supposed to be Elderly Protective Services. You don't put a time limit on it or a timeline on it because you want to protect the attorneys that help put you in office with your dark money. Now, I mean, it is the Beat Exchange after all. You know, we rocking out from New Orleans. We've been fighting alligators for a while. We've come across some rattlesnakes, sidewinders. You know, when people run off with the snake charmers baskets. But, you know, discriminatory policing is a big problem across this country. And so I'm doing what I can in this area and to develop guidelines for how complaints for EPS are documented in a central database with the state police looking over what is documented to see what's of a criminal nature so that we can have a police report on suspicious activities. Because the first thing phone call I ever made, I should have had every agency, including the FBI, to our house for what I had said. So another thing that is happening is the Q shaman. Now, there's no such thing. He actually is a far leftist and friend of the Pelosi family. There's many photos of him, you know, with in his regalia, painted face and everything, as a mascot for this leftist propaganda, but they identified him as a Trump supporter. But that's just so that people would get outraged at the time that he got for little or nothing. But there's videos of him, of what he was doing in ratcheting people up and walking through the Capitol. So that's wild. And guess what? Biden didn't even win Delaware. But, you know, that's the way it goes, you see. So we also see that Pennsylvania sent out 1,823,148 mail-in ballots, but they got back 2,589,242 ballots. Now, we're really dealing with election integrity. And also, in Wisconsin, 157,000 ballots came from one address. Now, that alone blows the whole Biden won Wisconsin thing right out the water. And right before, they were demanding to decertify the election in Wisconsin, and the public uproar was so outrageous. There were a few things that quelled the firestorm, like the Christmas parade accident, the domestic terrorist. It's the same thing that happened in Paradise, California after 2018 midterms when massive vote fraud was discovered. Distractions. So we're going to be back in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with an episode of Beat Exchange. Be right back and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf. FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on December 29th, it's John Mooney and Mark Stone. And on January 5th, Future Cowboys. Don't forget that 100% of the proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at The Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live. Lone Wolf Renovations is your one-stop shop for roofing, renovations, fencing, siding, patios, and gutters. We are local, licensed, and insured. We warranty our work for 5 years, are A-plus rated through the Better Business Bureau, and even offer financing no matter the size of the job. So contact us today for a free estimate at 504-291-2263 or visit us on the web at www.lonewolfrenovations.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Vortex, where lies and falsehoods are trapped and exposed. I'm Michael Voris. As the glorious feast of Christmas now descends on the world, we'd like to take this moment to wish all of you a holy, blessed Christmas from all of us here at Church Militant. Thank you for all of your continuing prayers, support, and kind expressions over the past year. They are very much appreciated. And as Christmas season 2021 now comes into focus, a few thoughts, if we may. There's a beautiful Christmas hymn, it's my personal favorite, O Come All Ye Faithful, which contains a specific line which sums up Christmas. The specific line in the third verse is, Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Consider the enormity of that line, the meaning behind it, and for all the Church of Nice types out there, this is why sacred music matters and not guitar-strumming Christian pop. Because it makes you think of God, not your own feelings.
Very good. So, of course, that was Michael Voorhees from the Church Militant, the Vortex. And that particular piece we're going to be playing a little bit more of. It's called Christ the Killer. It's about taking up the sword. So, a tour guide told me recently that the first thing that they heard when they had to go get certified historically for history tours in the French Quarter, they said the most dangerous thing in the French Quarter is cyborgs. So here we think they're going to be talking about, you know, strangeness in the streets at night. The New Hampshire Department of Education launched a system to report cases of anti-white discrimination against children from teachers in schools. Mississippi has stepped away from the National School Board Association, you know, after they declared parents to be domestic terrorists for even suggesting that their children should not be taught certain things. And basically, I have something to read here that someone sent to me. A fact is information minus emotion. An opinion is information plus experience. Ignorance is an opinion lacking information. And stupidity is an opinion that ignores a fact. Now, recently, the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans was caught with bogus documents submitted to FEMA. Now, I have been saying on the Beat Exchange from the very beginning, 2019, that they use these dirty attorneys. You're not going to straighten anything out until you go after the attorneys pulling this with the bogus documents. Targeting the elderly is the biggest racket in the nation. So this is what goes on. They use higher ups in the Catholic Church, just like they did with my father's succession filing, as witnesses. So that when you find out what they have done, you have like these people whose reputation is beyond reproach, when they really racketeer and they evil whores in the Catholic Church, causing harm to people. When I called Josephine Giffen up to tell her what I found, and when my brother was being blackmailed in an extortion scheme where they'd get large sums of money from my mother, but, you see, using an ID in my name to make it appear like it was me doing, draining the bank accounts. I mean, that's pretty sad. But now I can prove that the chapter of the mob called the Weasel Dicks involves Archbishop Armin and Deacon Tully for what they allowed Jude Matthews to do in a facility and witness tampering that Mr. Whitman was behind to force Bunny Matthews into a nursing facility against his will. This is not the only person that has happened to. But nobody talked to Bunny, not even the board members who own funeral parlors, because they were more involved into anti-life bias instead of allowing someone who has a spark of life left in them to celebrate living until they die. Instead, he was a prisoner. Not allowed to have a computer, not allowed to have music that he would have had at his house. None of that, because he was being denied his rights by Mr. Whitman, just like I was denied my rights. When you don't have due process rights, you have no rights at all. But you see, that's what Mr. Whitman pays bribes for. Yeah, he has a lot of money. Why do you think he does? He commits racketeering activities with DeSalvo, Bigelow, little Paul Tabery, and all the other people that go along with focusing on targeting the elderly for what they own. Now, if they had elderly protective services, it wouldn't happen, but they have control. Organized crime syndicates that prey upon the elderly have control of elderly protective services in the state of Louisiana. Because every time I would pin the people to the wall that was supposed to be doing something about what was going on, instead of ignoring it, I'd get a phone call from someone, and even a person at EPS locally that I never dealt with would say, if you keep trying to get this investigated, we're going to hold you accountable for the bank thefts. Really? But that's the Brunos that lived a life of crime with the Pernicieras and Josephine Giffen. Everybody wondered where Josephine Giffen got her money. by screwing elderly people and forcing them in to medical kidnapping situations with violent thugs. I picked out their booking photos. Peggy Mackles has been arrested under different aliases for elderly abuse for exactly what my mother and I were reporting to authorities. We're going to take a break at 7:30. It's New Orleans and WGSO 990 AM. Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange.
This is Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. The state reports a staggering increase in COVID cases and hospitalizations today. The state reports just over 12,000 new cases. That includes over the holiday weekend, but it doesn't include positive results from home tests. Hospitalizations are up to 449, an increase of 143 from the previous reported hospitalizations, and 80% of COVID patients are unvaccinated. Construction of an elevated 8-mile stretch of Highway 1 will begin next month.
Secretary of Transportation Dr. Sean Wilson says it should take about 5.5 years to complete the $500 million project.
Elevated highway adjacent to LA-1 from the levee protection area down to the port.
Wilson says even a hard rain can make the highway inaccessible for residences, and it also has national implications.
When you recognize that 20% of the nation's oil is processed off the Gulf of Mexico, you'll appreciate that this elevated structure is going to improve the nation's GDP, as well as keeping those businesses open when they would normally be closed because of inaccessibility.
I'm Kevin Gallagher.
LRN.
We don't often think of sweets as nutritional, but Louisiana sugar is only 16 calories per teaspoon. It comes from sugarcane, a plant that's thrived in Louisiana for over 200 years. Sugarcane, sweetening your life naturally. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
LSU Tiger fans, keep up with all the action with Tiger Rag's daily e-newsletter. Subscribe now by going to tigerrag.com. You can also receive breaking information on Twitter at @Tiger_Rag. For 42 years, Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
The greatest gift you can give is to protect yourself and your loved ones from COVID-19. It's easier than ever to get your life-saving vaccine. Getting the vaccine is the best way to make sure we're all safe this holiday season. 855-453-0774 or covidvaccine.la.gov for more information.
WGSO. From the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi. This is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. you can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Anyway, consider the word, word, the English translation of the Greek logos. St. John speaks of the logos right off the bat in his gospel. In the beginning was the word, the logos. The ancients understood that all of creation was held together by some force, operated under the influence of some individual reality far greater than just the sum of all creation. Think perhaps of the blinding reality which keeps creation in place, not just the laws of physics, but the law which underlies the laws of physics. What makes the universe exist? And what makes the universe exist in the manner that it exists? Its movements, its operations, its own internal harmony? Well, the logos. That's what.
There we go. Yes. Boreas, the vortex, Christ the Killer is the name of that piece. It's Church Militant. So, of course, you know, when I called up Josephine Giffen and mentioned to her, this woman is demanding to be my mother's caregiver and physically forced mother to the bank to withdraw large sums of money. The devil whore told me, oh, she's a nice lady. She's been working for your family for 30 years. None of that was true, but I realized if this whore's the witness on a succession filing, and she's also the witness on a series of affidavits, bogus affidavits to create a false ownership of assets, well, of course, my mother and I are going to be the pawns that this whore uses. You hear, Archbishop? Instead of playing along with Mr. Whitman and what he was doing to Bunny Matthews, you played along to give the appearance of legitimacy to what Mr. Whitman did to my mother and I, where Jude Matthews is in the nursing facility terrorizing his father to force him to repeat rehearsed dialogues that I haven't seen the man in over 11 years, that I wasn't at your facility for a while, and I was going there 2-3 times a week for my 20 minutes. And I got to see, while I'm sitting in the parking lot, to see where I'm going to go next to do things for Bunny Matthews. Because it was in Barataria, I had use of his car with papers of what I was doing with the car. And I happened to notice when I'm doing the phone calls to where, which part of town I'm going to go next, that there were people there that were sitting outside before I arrived, that were still sitting outside with their friends. Even after I finished, I waited for my 20-minute time with Bunny Matthews, and still sitting there while I'm outside. So that was a special thing for Bunny Matthews and I, 20 minutes, to dehumanize someone, to put them on a shoot-to-shoot because you got a board member that has a funeral. Oh, man, nice. So the medical kidnapping occurs the day before I'm to bring him to meet the social worker at the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. That everything we were doing was being overseen by medical professionals. Hey, but not when you could put a price on a body during COVID, not when you could have the power to not put notice on your door by a court order that you're facing bankruptcy. And what happens during Hurricane Ida? Leaves everybody stranded. You'd think you get the pedophile priest to go see about the people in your care centers. But you don't. The residents stayed in those high-rise buildings to take care of the people who were on the top floors in the wheelchairs that couldn't get out because of electricity. But that's compassion. But when you're talking to me on the phone and I'm telling you that it's a medical kidnapping and we could prove it, go talk to Bunny. He's got information for you about a Catholic priest that became an archbishop, about my mother and what Mr. Whitman did to my mother and I, that Bunny witnessed. But hey, let's just put Bunny Matthews in a nursing facility. Draining, dehumanizing. I've worked hospice before. I know what is done. And I know what shouldn't be done. But you see, COVID has a great price tag on the bodies. Treasure. But you can't have a computer or music. Can't have guests. Can't stay in your house with home health care, with the Catholic Archdiocese, but you have a doctor that make up medical records. Mr. Whitman has been known to be involved with attorneys like Richard DePlancha from Galloway, using someone else's x-rays in deposition to downplay their injuries. I got a record of it, DePlancha doing that. He got paid a reward. He went from being a fraud expert in personal injury cases to being an entertainment attorney. That's usually a good resume for the entertainment injury industry. But say, hey, truth journalism, new variants, 24 people dead, 137 infected at a New York nursing home after experimental COVID injections. The Commons on St. Anthony nursing home in Auburn, New York. More vaccinated people have COVID. Now, a nurse posted on the internet that her hospital is getting a 22% bonus on the entire bill if they prescribe remdesivir. That's what people are dying on. Put 73% of the patients in multi-system organ failure. But that's what you can get. Because COVID bodies are gold. Especially when you don't want to give people an accounting of their business affairs. But, you know, in the deposition that I had to attend in August of this past year, the man that was deposing me was more concerned about asking me questions for information that Phil Whitman of Stone Pigman Firm would like to know, and the Charbonnets, Desiree and Bernard Charbonnet, is sort of weird. You know, if I'm sitting in the back seat of a medical transportation vehicle when there's an accident, was there any reason to depose me? But, you know, how it goes with Mr. Whitman. Now, they wanted me to tell them who was the first attorney on a 1992 case. Can you believe this? A studio case with Lamar and Kingsway Music Corporation. Deadbeats that run drug trafficking on tours. Record label got busted for it. Well, Lamar's first attorney was actually the wife of one of his drug dealers. Yeah, because lawyers are involved in the drug industry because they launder money. They use drug money to pay bribes. That's the only way you could keep transcripts from not being released in state or federal court, or even when you don't feel like being the attorney, you could say you're not the attorney. But then when the U.S. Marshals hunting you down, your client down in Los Angeles where you've transported assets over state lines, then, gee, you could just get a 40-day, 42-day extension to blow up the default. Really, it's 20 days, but 42 days, hey. But then again, when Feldman agreed to recuse himself, he did write on the paper that there's no appearance of improprieties. But somebody walked up to me in the federal court building and said, hey, gave me the judicial newsletter and said, why don't you read this and see if you find anything interesting? So here he gives leeway, bold corruption, to Lamois, and Scott Arsenault was the attorney, and he became the campaign advisor for Governor Edwards. And so next thing you know, they have a straw man for the building, Andrew Klink, the Jermaine Wells Mansion. There's copies of the real estate for sale on the front page of the Real Estate Digest in the lobbies of federal court and state court. But yet, there's a motion for the court to seize and assert jurisdiction over the Jermaine Wells Mansion property and assets. You know, from the default, we just started having parallel universe in federal court. And in the judicial newsletter, Feldman, after he recused himself, was boasting about going on a fishing expedition in Nova Scotia. Oh, that's near Canada. That don't really mean anything. International waters does. Roger Patrick, Cruz, they take all their payoffs over international waters. So there's technicality. But guess what? Racketeering has everything to do with the premise of bribery, and it's your actions. They don't have to prove what you got. They can prove, all they got to do is prove how you cover it up, because then you know you did something wrong. But hey, no big deal, right? It is when you threaten me and tell me that you don't want to be exposed for the use of a counterfeit document from Judge Ramsey, that you're using to go into the state court registry. Your partners at the Stone Pigman law firm go, oh, no, he's not going to use that. He's going to do a settlement conference. I said, well, I don't want to be by myself with this man. Have somebody else in there. So they set up a settlement conference. I get there. Whitman tells me, nobody even knows you're here. I went, oh, look at this one. So this is a man that covers up killing people. So he tells me, if you don't drop this, I'm going to go after your mother. Now, this is in 2001. I go, Mr. Whitman, you got to be kidding me. My client is going to pay me handsomely not to give you a quarter. I said, oh. So that's a different thing you have going on than what I have with the state of Louisiana and I have with federal court, the U.S. government. So just remember that, because I'm not going to play this where you threaten me about my mother. So 12 years later, 11 years later, I got a weapon in my face in my own house, because Whitman uses this woman with different aliases. That's what DeSalvo and them do. Now, how many estates have trouble where executors sign as if they owners of certain assets? Every single one in town that has trouble is the same pattern. Same attorneys, they just use the front. Different front attorneys. That's how it goes. Sad. But you see, this is what I started the Beat Exchange about in 2019, is to create a central database for all complaints made to EPS, no matter where, what agency, no matter what parish, because they don't interlock. If somebody calls one Elderly Protective Service agency, they don't interlock. Nothing. So, oh, well, why don't you wait and see what happens with that and then come back? What? A person, an elderly person is in danger, and the fact that they have a number to call when they suspect some trouble brewing, they might not know where the trouble's coming from, but they know it, they're in trouble. I mean, this woman was a sleaze bag entering a house in the middle of the night. Our neighbors even knew. How many DAs are going to have in St. Bernard Parish where you think that this is going to be a free pass for this family of thugs and these attorneys that you're protecting? It's not going to go away. The Catholic Church now has been exposed for using higher ups in the Catholic Church on bogus documents. That's the same thing that happened with my family. Now, Rhonda Gabb and Associates was the lead dog front attorney. Crooks and thieves operating out of St. Tammany Parish. Crooks and thieves. But yet they involved in estate planning. I asked this woman three times when she wanted me to sign this paper. I cannot sign this paper unless succession is filed. They had filed succession 3 months earlier, and she lied to me. I asked her three times while she was trying to extort my signature. Yes, extortion. Because when you're sitting there and trying to get me, oh, look at the birdie, hurry up and sign. Yeah, that's exactly what they did to my mother. My mother didn't even know what she was signing. But you see, you're supposed to make your client understand what they're signing. And if you don't, you're pulling something. That's the way it goes. Now, I've been contacted by a person that writes laws, elder law. They're very interested in my story. Because I know the loopholes. There should be no time frame on executors and what they do. Because if you're holding off assets or you're doing things to personally enrich yourself while you're supposed to be representing a number of people, then you're no different than the lawyer that prepared the papers for you. No different. See, but this is where lawyers point to things that they want. They'll make a phony baloney paper for you here, but they're going to say, we want that. We want those music collectibles that's in that warehouse over there. And then they find somebody who'll do it. That'll do anything for money, like Melanie Gautreau. Like when they staged a gang assault, gang stalking in Orleans Parish. And then within hours, it played into St. Bernard Parish in front of Judge Jacques Sanborn. So I wasn't allowed to see what was submitted to the court, a stack of affidavits and statements. Wasn't allowed to have an attorney. Couldn't face my accusers, couldn't defend myself of what was submitted. So everybody that submitted a statement and affidavit to these jackals knew that the case was going to be fixed. Knew that I wouldn't see anything. You see, but that's what they tool around even at this radio station with. Because they're not honest. They just have a lot of money. So there's a few people in the medical industry that has decided they want to go do something else with their lives. you know, before they get their medical license ripped out from underneath them, like I had my mother ripped out from underneath me, from my family. My mother had an abortion at 85 years old. My mother could not even be at the christening or the birth of a fifth great grandchild because they concealed the mail from her. That's when I found a beat to a living pope in a hospital from a neighbor. Told me that the Brunos made her sign documents blaming the bank theft schemes on me and the people over that studio. That's Phil Whitman and the Charbonnets. Isn't that lovely? They cash cow Daniel Lamoire, the reputed Canadian drug trafficker turned record producer and known pedophile that everybody covers for. Because you know what? They pedophiles themselves. That's how bad it is. But you see, we have a court system where Pascal Caligaro III drove around with multiple kids. At first, we thought that we were going to get that part solved with the child trafficking, and we didn't, because he decided to plead guilty as a pimp. Now, Richard Branson's name has come up in the Ghislaine Maxwell pimp case when it should be child trafficking and grooming children. And so you'll hear more about the music industry from what was going on in Branson's Island. And sadly, the only way that any of this is going to come to not exist anymore is instead of putting the COVID numbers up on how many infected, why don't you put up the number of missing children? That's way more interesting, but interested in that. But you know what? You have people that are now, like at CNN, a bunch of perverts that are now being exposed. This is why they wouldn't report on the biggest roundups in U.S. history of pedophiles involved in child porn rings, child sex crimes, and child trafficking. So anyway, next week we're going to be bringing you a lot of music. So this week, check into Michael Voorhees from The Vortex with The Church Militant. Christ the Killer is a wonderful segment. And we'll be hearing more from Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. I did get to speak to Lieutenant Dan over the Christmas holidays. And we'll be hearing from him too in the new year. So I see you same time next week. It's Barbara Hoover signing off. Padre.